Heiserman, H. Carroll Avenue, Tacoma Park, Maryland, May 10, 1904. H. Heiserman. My dear young friend, I have not forgotten you. We spent a day at Mountain View on our way to Washington. The rain began to fall soon after we crossed the ferry at Vallejo, and it fell all day, sometimes very heavily. Covered carriages met us at the station and took us to see the land that has been chosen as a site for the Pacific Press. Then we went to the house that Brother Jones has purchased, and here we ate our dinner. A caretaker is in charge of the house at present. We placed our lunch on the dining room table and did full justice to it. Brother Cady, from the Healdsburg School, was with us, and I talked with him about several matters, and particularly about your case. He promised to see you and talk with you. I told him of my desire concerning you, and said that I had placed you on my list to see that you are connected with the school, that you might receive its advantages. This may not be brought about immediately, but it will be in time, and you must be patient. There is one thing that is of more consequence to you than anything else, and that is that you take your position decidedly for the truth. Do not transgress the fourth commandment. Resolve firmly to do the right always, with the full consciousness that this is for your best good, and that it is your first and greatest duty to love God supremely and keep His commandments. Christ has given His life for you. In your behalf, God gave His Son to die on the cross, to make a complete atonement for your sins. Will you not accept Him as your Savior? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. 1 John 1, verse 8 to 10. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. 1 John 2, verse 1 to 5. It is John, the beloved disciple, who bears this testimony to you. God holds you responsible to do His will, because it is for your present and eternal good to do this. Do not wait for every difficulty to be removed from your pathway before you obey God's requirements. Satan will place impediments in your way. He is playing the game of life for your soul. He will assail you on your weakest points, but you need not be overcome, for Jesus is your helper. Christ sacrificed His life to make it possible for you to claim the blessing of obedience. Your duty is plain. You are to obey God, not stopping to weigh the advantages or disadvantages. Your Creator lays upon you the obligation of obeying Him, and you are to take up this obligation as your life work. Make the decision, firm and determined, I will obey. I will keep the commandments of God. I will not depart from His precepts. When you thus take your stand on Christ's side, your words and actions will exert an influence for good. Christ's blood will cleanse you from sin, and you will be accepted in the Beloved. Will you not surrender all to Christ? I want you to come out of the darkness into light. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. But it is left for you to choose whether you will receive or reject the Spirit of God. You may accept Christ as your personal Savior. His atoning sacrifice will bring you eternal life. Received by faith, He will bring you power to become a son of God. You ought to be walking in the light and liberty of a child of God, having your conscience purged from sin. Cast yourself upon the mercy of the Savior. He offers you a treasure of infinite value. Come out from among them, God says, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17, 18. Fix your eyes upon Christ as the object of your undivided attention. Give up all self-indulgence and lay hold of the hope set before you in the Word. As you behold Christ, the sin-pardoning Savior, your heart will be melted and subdued, and you will be changed into the same image. The transforming grace of Christ will change you from a sinner into a child of God.